a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Committee on Transportation will now please come to order. I'd like to welcome our room full of interested spectators today and those listening in on the internet. Welcome, everyone. We don't have any pages yet, so we'll obviously skip that part. We will, if somebody would remind me on the committee here when they show up to make sure we do introduce them. So, okay, because they're all new this time. Remind everyone to please turn off your cell phones, if you would. That would make life a lot simpler. And I'm getting really confused. I'm going to bend this down. We have an extra, I don't know what happened here, but we got an extra microphone up here. So I'm going to move that one there so I know what I'm doing. Okay, we'll have the secretary call the roll, please.
Representatives Feikert.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Shrimp. Russell. Steele.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Quam.
Here.
Rasmussen. Stalzer.
Here.
Shanefish.
Here.
Duvall. Hickey. Vercio.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would entertain a motion for the approval of minutes, please.
So
moved. Moved by Quam and seconded by Steele. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. I'd like to remind anyone who wants to testify this morning to please sign in at the podium at the as you come in the door in the back of the room there. And if you have any handouts, we'll just put them on the end here. Oh, here we go. We do have a page now, so any handouts would go to the page to... Oh, you're not? Oh. Yeah, we'll have to recruit a page. Taxation's running over. That was the message, and we'll have people come in. You what? Oh, okay. Okay. So if you have anything to hand out, just put it on the end of the counter there, and then we'll just pass them around ourselves. Okay. First bill and only bill today is Senate Bill 151. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 151? Welcome, Senator.
Thank you. It's, again, good to be back to the Senate Transportation Committee, where my first committee meeting was. My name is Mike Valley. I'm state senator from District 20, which is Aurora, Girald, and Davison counties. Today I'm bringing to you a bill that the problem that was brought to me by the Towns and Townships Association, and they do have an interesting problem, and I do have an amendment with that, and I would like to, if I could, I'll set it down here on the end. The Kaiser, if you could pass those out. It just adds the number of people that want to make sure that they're included in the that this does not affect their ability to run their utility through a township right away. It was kind of interesting. Everyone started looking at each other and says, "Oh golly!" I said, "Did you have everyone that wanted to be in this exemption? I think we've got them all, but." I think now we've got everyone in there. So if it's possible, I would like to speak to the bill as amended, if that's possible. So I and you do that. I know at a different time, but if it's okay, I'd like to speak to it as if this was part of the bill. If that's okay,
no problem.
Senate Bill 151. The main point of Senate Bill 151 is it discusses the section line right-of-way. Right now there are two things that a township has in the maintenance of that right-of-way. It's either full maintenance or low maintenance. And they can do either of those two things on that right-of-way. One of the problems that they've had is that with lack of funds, some of those are very low maintenance. Now when you're talking about what type of roads these are, these are, I call them prairie trails. They're unimproved areas where the only thing you can get through on them is probably a four-wheel drive or a farm vehicle. And they're certainly not to be traveled at 55 miles an hour. That is the rate by state law that you can drive on township roads. They wouldn't fit that. They're mostly roads, right-of-ways that have never been improved. That's the way they've always been. They're just a section line right-of-way. One of the things that brought this acutely to our attention was there was an accident in Brule County. Three young gals were decided to take this unimproved section line, and they hit a washout, serious accident. They hit the windshield, through the windshield, and the case is all done. That's all over with. But the problem is township started saying, what is our liability here? And they had used to have signs up that said no maintenance. And somebody looked at the law and said, there is no such thing in state law as no maintenance. There's low maintenance and full maintenance, but no maintenance. So the Department of Transportation says, you know, we're on that cost-sharing deal on signs. Those aren't signs that are provided for in law, so we're not going to cost-share with you anymore. So that's why they came to us with a bill that says, let's have no maintenance. Now, one of the things that if we don't do this, what townships are probably going to start considering is vacating that right-of-way so that they don't have to maintain it. And I contend that's not in our public interest. We need to keep those right-of-ways there. No matter if it's in the future for utilities or it's for water pipelines, whatever it may be. And secondly, I just think it's pretty well ingrained in us that we do have every mile we've got a section line right of way. So I with that, I would also like to say, I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but just so you know, it came out of the Senate committee 7-0, and it passed the Senate 35-0. And I know that doesn't necessarily, I'm not trying to get you to follow, but there was no one that testified against it in committee. We did not have any opposition. And the only people that came in were the people that says, oh, golly bum, I want to make sure that this doesn't affect us. And so this is the last group of the golly bums that want to come in, and this affects utilities or electric utilities that are investor-owned, consumer power districts, and municipal utilities. They wanted to make sure they were in that list of those that this did not negatively impact, and definitely for that amendment. So with that, I will turn it over to further people that are in favor of Senate Bill 151. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 151? Good morning, Mr. Howard.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. This bill came through the association at their annual meeting. Resolution was adopted by the full membership, identifying this as an issue which they felt we should have legislation to address. So Senate Bill 151 was put together to do that. I think Senator Valley did a good job of explaining all the sections and what the bill does. But just very briefly, the first four sections, all it does is adds the word right-of-way following where it now says public highway. And it goes back to when it defined each section line as a public highway, there are people that felt if it's a public highway, someone is responsible for maintaining it. So what it really is a right-of-way, so we just inserted the words right-of-way, so there's a public highway right-of-way on every section line. If a road is built, it becomes a public highway. If it's unimproved, it remains a public highway right-of-way, which brings with it certain access rights and other things. So that's all we're doing is in those sections is clarifying that it's a public highway right-of-way. Section 5 is the first where we really add anything to it. And on Section 5, let's see, it's page 3, line 2, where it says it says the Board of Township Supervisors shall construct, repair, and maintain all the township roads within the township. And then it says the township road system consists of section line roads and other things. We just want to add the word improved. So the township road system consists of improved section line roads. Then Section 6 allows the Board of Supervisors to designate these unimproved section lines as no maintenance section lines, so they can be identified as such. And Section 7 requires that they put up signs if they designate them no maintenance. And Senator Valley talked about the accident that occurred where the three young ladies were injured. It was a serious accident, and also there was some liability involved. The township's insurance company, I think, has paid $30,000 because of that that case. So we're trying to do two things. One by designating them, putting them up signs that says no maintenance, travel at your own risk, or no travel advised. I'm not sure exactly what it'll say. But we're trying to keep people from driving on those roads that aren't maintained so we don't have serious accidents. And the other part is to remove some of the liability for townships. So thank you, and I'll be available for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 151? Good morning, Mr. Wetz.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kenneth Wetz. I'm a lobbyist, a registered lobbyist for the Western South Dakota Rural Electric Cooperatives. We'd like to add our support to this Senate Bill 151. We were one of the ones that helped to amend this bill. We worked with Senator Valley and Mr. Howard in drafting the amendments that took care of our concerns about this. In statute 472166 is the powers of cooperative, the construction and maintenance of facilities on public lands. And the key words there, and I'll just pick this out of context, but it gives us the right to construct, maintain, and operate transmission and distribution lines along, under, upon, and across publicly owned lands and public thoroughfares, including all roads, highways, streets, alleys, bridges, and causeways. And so the key words here are roads and highways. And by preserving that portion in the bill, we think that it makes a good bill. It's good for the townships, and this preserves our ability to use those public lands for right-of-way for construction of facilities that are needed in some cases. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I urge you to pass this bill, and if there are any questions, we'd be happy to answer those. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Greg Dean. I'm the Director of Industry Relations for the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. As Mr. Wetz alluded to, we also were part of the original amendment on this bill. Our concerns, as well as those from the Rural Electric Association, stem back to an Attorney General's opinion that comes out of a 2009 opinion that tied the word highway right-of-way to a utility's access to section lines. And so in the original bill, that word highway was originally amended out of this statute. We saw a real concern with that, and as long as that word highway is maintained within the statute, we believe that it goes a long way toward satisfying our concerns. That's why we asked for the original amendment. We want to thank Mr. Howard and Senator Valley for going along with our concerns and agreeing to our concerns in amending the bill originally. We think it now is a bill that is in good shape, and we would ask for your passage of Senate Bill 151.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Pam Bondrud. I'm the Director of Government and Regulatory Affairs for Northwestern Energy out of Sioux Falls. I'm their registered lobbyist. We're one of the Johnny-come-latelys that you're going to, that's included in the amendment this morning. We apologize for not catching this over on the other side, but once we became aware of this, we felt that for the reasons explained by Mr. Wentz and Mr. Dean, we would appreciate having the same considerations given to a utility like Northwestern Energy as well. And we're defined under 4934A, which is a part of the amendment, and we are a natural gas and electric utility in South Dakota. So we'd ask for your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 151? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 151? Any opponents for 151? Okay. Seeing none, then we'll move on to committee questions. Representative Fiker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if this question is for Senator Valley or for Mr. Howard, but curiosity, does this bill in any way affect the ability of the township to declare a minimum maintenance road? That would all, Mr. Howard, can you explain that to us?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Fikert, as you are aware, townships could currently designate roads either full maintenance or minimum maintenance, and it was the feeling of our membership that these and minimum maintenance, a minimum maintenance road, by definition, may be maintained at a level less than the minimum standards for full maintenance roads, but shall be maintained at the level required to serve the occasional or intermittent traffic. The feeling on this was that these unimproved section lines aren't maintained at all to serve any traffic. So we thought it was misleading to the public to classify them as minimum maintenance when in fact they're not maintained at all. So that's why we want to add the third category of no maintenance.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for Senator Valley. He brought it up. Sounds bad. It really isn't. Just curious. You said these townships or whoever is in charge of them could just totally vacate. What would be that process? What happens if a township just vacates a road? Does it go back to the state? Does it go back to the farmer or rancher? Where does it go? What happens?
Townships are probably the most democratic form of government we have. They have an annual meeting and they all participate. It's not representative like your county or your legislature. I mean, they all come and they... That is really true democracy, and they can, if they have, I think it's a majority. Is it a majority can vote, and then it goes to the adjacent landowners.
Okay,
as I understand it, and maybe that's if they vacate the road. Well, not quite that. So I'll let him answer that. And I did want to also state that they're required to sign this if it's no maintenance. I can't remember if I said that, but it will have to be posted at where you start no maintenance and where it ends no maintenance. So anyone coming up on that road there would be signage there so they would know that it's no maintenance. That'll be part of the requirement. And I'll defer to Mr. Howard here on the process for vacating.
Okay. Thank you. If you would.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Steele, there's a statute on vacating section lines. For townships, it takes a petition signed by two registered voters that they bring that petition to the Board of Supervisors, and they hold a hearing and take public testimony and determine whether or not it's in the public interest to vacate a section line. And once it's vacated, then the land on either side reverts back to the landowners, and it's no longer a public highway maintenance. Counties have basically the same procedure, except they have to have a few more people that sign a petition requesting it be vacated.
Okay. Thank you. No follow-up other than just a comment that probably belongs later, but this could really create a problem if they vacate it, would appear to me.
Any other Representative Rasmussen?
Thank you. I have a question for Mr. Howard. I just want to clarify if I heard you correctly that that posting signs would decrease the liability to the townships. Who would be liable then? If I heard you correctly,
Mr. Chairman, what we're trying to accomplish here is to remove a requirement for townships to provide maintenance on a section line, unimproved section line that has never been used as a road. If the signs were up, they would say either travel at your own risk or no travel advised, and then it's just an unimproved section line that people have access to, but it's not for vehicle travel. I mean, people can walk on it or take their four-wheeler or something, but it wouldn't be maintained for vehicular travel.
Follow-up? I'm not sure that I am. Earlier you said something about posting would decrease the liability. Well, you said something about $30,000. Would that also relieve the township of needing to carry liability insurance? Maybe I didn't understand your comment.
Mr. Chairman, townships would still carry liability insurance.
Okay.
For other things. Let me. There's one statement here. Oh. In section 7 at the bottom of page 3, it says the signs shall be posted at each. Well, first, the board of supervisors shall post signs as on a no maintenance section line right away to notify the motoring public that it is a no maintenance section line and the public travels on the section line at its own risk. The signs shall be posted at each entry point and at regular intervals along the no maintenance section line. A properly posted sign is prima facie evidence that adequate notice of a no maintenance section line has been given to the motoring public.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, could I make one?
Sure.
I am in support of this because I live on a gravel road. I do know the roads that are not suggested to travel, although we have had other people who don't know that, and we have had accidents and other things. So I think this is really important.
Okay, any further comment or question?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Ring?
I'm not sure who to direct this to. Are we imposing a significant cost burden on the townships to suddenly require them to impose these signs or to put these signs up?
No, in fact, it relieves a little bit of the burden. Right now, they put up a minimum maintenance sign. They already put that up. This one would be a no maintenance sign. And right now, if you want to put up a no maintenance sign, the DOT does not have a program to cost share with you. They would be able to cost share again now because it would be legal to put up a no maintenance sign. So I don't think that it would increase the cost to the townships in that manner. And does that answer your question?
Thank you.
And if I could kind of go back to Mr. Steele's question on vacating, the reason I said that was this gives the townships another option.
That's why this is so important. It allows them to have a no-maintenance road, and now they don't have to maintain that road, so they will not want to vacate it. They don't want to have it vacated, but if they've got to maintain it to some degree, they're going to say, oh boy, now what are we going to do? With this, it allows them that option now to go to a no maintenance. They can post it as such. And to the liability question that I wanted to get to, Representative Rasmussen, is that puts more of the onus back on the person then. If you see a low maintenance, you might think, well, that's an okay road. It's just low maintenance. I'm okay. But if it says no maintenance, you're travel at your own risk, you're pretty much put on guard. The liability then switches more away from the township and more to the personal person than if you just said low maintenance or minimum maintenance. You might think, well, that just means I got to, you know, watch out a little bit better. No maintenance means there's nothing going on here. So if that helps in answering that question, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Ring.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, what happens to this 66 feet if it's not maintained? Does it just grow up in weeds and trees?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ring, yes, if it's not maintained, the township would still have responsibility for controlling noxious weeds, but nothing beyond that as far as weed control. There are a lot of unimproved section lines, particularly you get West River, where they're out in the middle of someone's pasture, you know, and they're there, and a lot of times if they're unimproved, the adjoining landowner might use them for grazing or whatever.
Mr. Chairman, follow up. So that is allowed, that the adjoining farmer can use that.
Yep, Mr.
Right
Chairman,
away?
They can use it. They're allowed to put a fence across it, but they have to leave a gate. They have to leave access for the public, but they can use it as long as they're not interfering with access for people's ability to travel on it by horseback or four-wheeler or walking or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, first of all, I must apologize because we ran late in tax debating an issue past the 10 o'clock timeline, and therefore I was a little bit late. And I was hoping that some of the other questions would answer my main thrust here, and that is, what has precipitated this change? You know, we've had these section line laws for over 100 years since the Dakota territorial days, and I'm curious as to what the circumstances were that precipitated this bill.
I'll take a stab at it. If I miss it, then Mr. Howard can correct me. But I think there's two things. One is the accident. I don't know if you were here, did not hear about the accident. There was three gals, I think it was in Brule County, that traveled down a minimum maintenance road, hit a washout, went through the windshield, serious accident. And but it's all been settled, you know, that we aren't affecting anything that hasn't been. It's been settled, but the townships were concerned about that liability. Secondly, the Department of Transportation has a cost sharing on signs, and when you put up a low or a minimum maintenance sign, they would cost share, and all of a sudden they looked and they said, "There's no place in law for a no." Some townships were putting up no maintenance signs. Well, there is no such thing in law to have a no-maintenance sign, so they says we can't participate in a sign that there's no place for it. So I think the townships have, it was their decision, let's have a designation of full maintenance, minimum maintenance, and no maintenance, so it's clear then they can work with the Department of Transportation and have signage for it, and secondly, help with the liability, because that no maintenance will say, you know, travel at your own risk. It kind of puts the onus more back onto the person that's driving on that section line rather than it being thinking, oh, this is minimal maintenance. This should be pretty, it might be a little bumpy, but it should be okay.
That's the thought process. And if I misrepresented that, Mr. Howard.
It was alluded to that out in western South Dakota, most of these section line roads are unimproved, essentially, that there's never been a blade or anything out there to clean them up. And my thought is as to on page 3, line 3, line 2, there's a specific amendment there that significantly changes what the townships are responsible for. And it may or may not be the intent of the bill. And I think the significant, why this is significant is, in my neck of the woods, most of the section lines are simply somebody has driven over them for purposes of access to either their livestock or for hunting or something of that nature. And it's never been improved. And what I mean by improved is it's never had any mechanical device that put in a culvert or put a little gravel on or did anything to improve the method in which to make that access. By doing this, there's a specific case that I'm thinking of, Duval versus Christensen. And I know that Mr. Howard probably would understand what I'm talking about in regard to that. But would this amendment on page 3, line 2, alleviate the township from the situation that was created in that Supreme Court case, where the township or county was held liable to remove a dam structure?
I'm not familiar with that case. If Mr. Howard is, I'd prefer to have him speak to that. That's where it's.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Russell, we addressed that on page 3, starting on line 15. Where it says no board has responsibility on a no maintenance section line right away except to require removal or remediation of a man-made obstruction if needed to maintain public access. And so in that particular case, I think it's one where someone had built a dam that backed water up across the section line, and it was ruled that the township had responsibility for maintaining access. So we included that as part of the maintenance of the requirements of the township.
I want to thank the chairman for his indulgence and also the folks being questioned. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that you've made, you're making, essentially, you're not changing the law in that regard. And I also appreciate the fact that we are trying to get at this situation of potential liability for a road. You know, if we say no maintenance, I get that also, and I don't disagree with that portion of the bill. The only part that causes me a little bit of concern is, like I said, on page 3, line 2, where you're essentially changing the entire makeup of what the county or the township road system includes. And what I mean by that is an improved section line, as you're well aware, it's a term of art, i.e. it's legally defined by the courts over the course of the last 100 years as to what that means. And it's quite a bit different than just section line road. And so it appears to me that what we're doing is that we are essentially taking, in my neck of the woods, 90%+ of the roads that would be the responsibility of the township away from the township and only making them responsible for those improved section lines. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I very well could be, but am I correct in my understanding that this in certain townships could alleviate them of 90% of the roads that they're currently responsible for?
Mr. Chairman, well, the line right before that, Representative Russell, where it says the Board of Township Supervisors shall construct, repair, and maintain all of the township roads within the township. We want to make it clear that it's not, we don't have to construct, repair, and maintain roads on every section line. We're trying to limit that. They shall construct, repair, and maintain those roads that have been improved. And we're part of what we're trying to do is to remove the maintenance responsibility of if they're on the unimproved section line roads, because there's really not a road there, and we don't have enough money to construct, repair, and maintain every section line.
Thank you. And I certainly understand what you're doing, but my concern is that for 100 years we have had this situation where the townships have been responsible for those unimproved section lines also. And so what I'm trying to get at is, what is the necessity of making that change where, like I said, in my area, you're probably eliminating 90% of the current jurisdiction of the townships. And so what I'm trying to figure out is, what is the necessity for making this change? And number two, would it be deemed a friendly amendment if we simply struck that portion that mentions improved? That particular part of the amendment, would that be considered friendly by the townships?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Russell, I would not consider that a friendly amendment. What we're trying to, like 90% of your roads out there, I mean, they're unimproved roads. The township has no responsibility to construct or maintain a road on those section lines. We just want to clarify that the township road system, those that they are to construct, repair, and maintain all the roads within the township, that it includes only those that are roads that are actually maintained for vehicular travel.
Any other questions from the committee? Okay, then we'll go to the comment and or action section. Representative Feichert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the amendment 1510A.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Duvall.
Second this, and I would like to dub it the Golly Bum Amendment, if we could.
I hardly know what to say to that one. Okay, all those, this will be a voice vote, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay, amendment is passed. Any other comment? Representative Feichert.
This being the time to make comments on the bill and the amendment. First of all, on the amendment, I think it kind of clears up for the utilities, and I think that that's an important part of this bill. Just from my own personal experience, there's an array of situations out there on the township roads. There's literally the situation that was alluded to about section lines that are actually have never ever been improved. They're in a pasture situation, maybe somewhere out in a rural West River county, as well as section lines that are maybe partially, maybe have had a low area filled simply that, so that someone can get to a pasture. And then it goes from there. It might go to a section line that's maybe had a little bit more work done on it, maybe some grade fills and probably a little gravel in some spots here and there. And then it goes into a full-blown improved section line road. And so I think from the standpoint of the ability of the townships, the township boards, to be able to make this decision that there will be no maintenance on a particular, it might not deal at all with that section line that's out in the pasture. It might deal with a section line that that just is open. It doesn't have gates across the end of it, and it might be one that has gates across it. And it's just simply telling the public that, you know, there's no maintenance here, and if you drive on this, you're probably going to get yourself in trouble. So I think it's an important bill. Thank you.
Any other comment, Representative Qualm?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the way I understand this, basically what it does, it removes the liability from the townships and puts it on personal individuals that have decided to drive down this road. And I think that's where it should be. We've got roads around our place, and everybody knows that there's no maintenance, there never will be maintenance, there never has been any maintenance on it. And there's people that drive it that really shouldn't drive it, and somebody ends up pulling them out or whatever, but I think it just creates personal accountability.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment?
Mr. Chairman.
What's that? Oh, no wonder. Representative Russell.
Is this time for both action?
Well, let's do, since we've had Kai, it was either or, so let's do finished comment first. Any other comment? Okay, now we can move on to committee action. Thank you. Representative Russell.
I would defer.
Would you rather wait? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm waiting for an answer. So.
Oh, okay. Is there any other action, or should we be at ease for a second? Let's be at ease until we get the sponsors to confer there. Oh, yes, I did ask you to be reminded. We now have our page here. This would be a great time for you to come and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and where you intend on going to school, if so, and what your career aspirations are. Yes, just make sure the green light's on so everybody can hear you.
Hi, I'm Rosalyn Rasmussen, and I'm from Vyberg, South Dakota. My plans are to attend USF in the next coming fall, and I'm hoping to major in elementary education with a minor in religion. So,
thank you. Very nice. Now are we ready for action? Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd move an amendment on page 3, line 2, before the period, I would like to insert, quote, except for those township roads designated pursuant to Section 6 of this Act, end quote. And then on page 3, line 2, delete improved. And I'll pass this writing down to the chair. I can repeat it again if you'd like.
Please.
Okay, on line 3, or on page 3, line 2, before the period, insert, except for those township roads designated pursuant to Section 6 of this Act. And then on page 3, line 2, delete the word improved.
Everybody got that? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Kwan. Thank you. Comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The reason why I don't disagree with two-thirds of this bill, or three-quarters, or nine-tenths. I certainly understand the circumstance that we're trying to create, that we're trying to remedy, and that is the liability and allowing the posting. I have no problem with that portion of the bill. My concern is that we are changing, like I said, in, I believe it was 1877 or 1879, the Dakota legislature, territorial legislature, created these section line acts pursuant to a federal law. And for 100 years plus, we've essentially been operating under this system. The reason why I'm somewhat concerned about this particular portion of the bill is because removing the word, inserting the word improved, dramatically changes the way in which the section line roads and improved section line roads are two different things. They're similar, but yet they've been defined differently by law. And my question for the sponsor was, or sponsors, had to do with, well, what is the necessity of changing that? And I didn't get that. I didn't get the rationale that I had asked for, and I believe that I asked for it twice. And so, from my perspective, I find it inherently dangerous that we are changing something that would, in, like I said, in my area of the state, 90% of these township roads under their system would be section line roads. And by saying improved section line roads, we're really narrowing the scope of how many roads are actually impacted. I don't have a problem with trying to limit the liability, but I have a real concern with limiting the scope of how many roads we're talking about without having a good rationale as to why we're doing so. Now, I may be convinced before this ever hits the floor that this is a good idea, but I just did not hear why it is a good idea here this morning. And that is that's my only concern. I believe that the amendment, the first part of the amendment, except for those township roads designated pursuant to Section 6 of this Act, would take care of the circumstance that they're trying to take care of. I think that it's a noble, and we need to do everything that we can to help the townships and the counties limit their liability for things that are beyond their control. I have no problem with that. But I do have a problem with essentially shrinking the scope of how many roads that are under their purview without having a substantial or a compelling rationale as to why we're doing so. And therefore, I would offer the amendment. If the amendment passes and there's something that we find out that's compelling before the floor, I would be more than willing to offer an amendment on the floor to change it back. But I hate to see this escape from the committee, changing 100 years' worth of law without having a significant rationale for that. And with that, I thank you for your indulgence.
Any other comment on the amendment? Representative Steele.
I guess I would have to oppose the amendment in the sense that we're talking on this 100 years. I think there needs to be a clarification because of what has transpired this last 100 years. Situations have changed considerably. Lawsuits have changed considerably. And I think it needs to be clarified on who should be responsible for these roads or the action or activities that take place on these roads. I believe the individual should be responsible as long as that road is properly marked, either full maintenance, low maintenance, or no maintenance, and enter at your own risk. I think that clarifies that quite well on what's expected out of the individual. And 100 years ago, I don't think that was needed. I feel it's needed today, so I would oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on the amendment? I have one question, because now you confused me a bit. The part that you added before the period on line two, after township, are you saying that has zero effect on the intent of this bill?
I believe that it actually clarifies and that it assists with the intent of the bill.
The complete intent, including the improved sections, if we didn't change that? The complete intent, let's say we don't take the word improved out, does that make that unnecessary or still necessary for the intent of the bill?
Well, I believe that the way that it was written was for the purpose of clarifying as to the liability aspects, as to those particular roads that they're attempting to, by Section 6, allow for no maintenance.
Okay, so that has no bearing on the taking the word improved out of it. That just clarifies which roads would be designated for the liability?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I just want to make that clear. Representative Feichert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it okay to comment on the amendment that was offered?
Right.
Okay. And it's my belief that this has been presented as a friendly amendment. Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, at this time then, we will vote on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No.
Aye.
I would say the amendment failed. Okay, thank you. Any comments on the bill? Or action on the bill? I'm sorry, we've been through comments.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Feichert.
Do pass.
Do pass. Moved by Representative Feichert, seconded by Representative Hickey. Any comments on the motion? No, Mr. Hickey? Okay, very good. This will be a roll call. We'll have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Feichert?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Shrimp?
Aye.
Russell?
No.
Steele?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Nay.
Qualm?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Duval?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
And Vercio?
Aye.
We had 11 yeas, 2 nays.
Thank you. SB 151 will be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Reminder for everybody, leave your black binders. We will have a meeting Thursday. We have one more bill for sure. We might get more. And then next Tuesday, we will have the four teen driving bills come before the committee. So that everybody knows that. Okay, and entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Representative Ring, seconded by Representative Shrimp. We are adjourned. Thank you.